Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Carl, first off, your reaction to the findings of the Mueller report.
Well, it's exactly what I thought it would say, that there was no collusion. There was no involvement by Trump or any of people near him or his campaign with collusion. That was a canard that was foisted by Hillary Clinton and the Democrats to try to derail the Trump campaign and the Trump presidency. And I knew it would eventually be exposed for the fraud that it was. Now the question becomes, how did this get started? Who's responsible for putting the country through 2 years of turmoil? What role did the intelligence agencies and the Justice Department play in what I think was a very partisan attempt to help one candidate at the expense of another, and then failing that to try to drive a president from office? I think this is going to be a huge story, and watch for the Inspector General's report that will be coming out in the next month or two. I think we've only just begun to uncover what the real scandal here is, and that is the politicization and the weaponization of the FBI, the CIA, and the Justice Department in a partisan way.
And that brings me up to my next question. Congressman Tom Reed today said that the all politics all the time is dividing our country and hurting real people. How much of that statement do you agree with?
Oh, I agree with most of it. I do think that people are fatigued with this, and I think the partisanship has now become destructive. But again, I will say that I believe people in the government, in law enforcement, intelligence agencies, and the Justice Department may very well have broken the law. And that has to be gotten to the bottom of. We cannot allow that to occur. We cannot allow our law enforcement and intelligence agencies to become partisan and weaponized, become involved in the political process. And if we're going to make sure that never happens again, we have to get to the bottom of this, and people who violated the law have to be punished. So I think that is definitely necessary. But with the overall picture, yes, this attempt to drive Trump from office based on the Russian collusion narrative or obstruction of justice, we need to move on from that. Now, will we? Probably not. Although I think the majority of the country would like to, I think the far progressive left is absolutely committed to trying to get Donald Trump out of office. And I believe they will continue to drive the Democrats in the House down that rabbit hole of trying to get rid of him. The Democrats had a chance or a choice when they took control of the House. Legislate or investigate. And I think what they've done so far is choose the investigation route, and I think they're going to continue to choose that, and in the process they will risk losing the majority in the House in 2020.
So you don't think that the politics, the all politics all the time, there's not going to be a lot of letting go anytime soon?
No, I just think we're in that time of our history of everything being politically supercharged and everything being hyper-politics, and the sides the lines have been drawn between the two sides, and I wish it was different, but I don't see it changing anytime soon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.